Period 9. Activity 2. Part 2.
Well, first, could I take some details, please?
Sure.
Thank you. Now, it's Mr. James McCaskill, isn't it?
That's right.
But can I just make sure that I've got the family name right? Could you spell it for me, please?
It's capital M, small c, capital C, A-S-K-I-L-L.
So that's capital M, small c, capital C, A-S-K-I-L-L.
That's it.
And have you got a mobile phone number?
Yes, it's 07-65-785-669.
Let me just read that back to you. I've got 07-65-785-669.
Right.
And what's your email address?
It's all small letters, lowercase, jmcaskill91@atinternet.com.
Sorry, but could you just say that again, please?
Sure. It's jmcaskill91@atinternet.com.
Right, I've got that. Now, about the monster. Can you tell me what date you saw it?
Yes. It was Wednesday the 7th of August. I'll never forget that day.
Wednesday the 7th of August. And about what time did you see it?
It was at about 6 p.m. I was riding my bike along the road beside the lake, and suddenly, there it was.
Was it out in the middle of the lake?
No. It was quite close to the water's edge.
I see. Quite close to the water's edge, you say. And can you describe it? What did it look like?
Yes. It had a long, thin neck. And it had a hump. One hump.
A long, thin neck and one hump. Okay.
And I would say it was about 6 metres long.
So it was about 6 metres long. And what about its movements?
Well, it remained very still for about a minute, maybe. And then it swam away, slowly, towards the southwest.
Still for 1 minute, then it swam away slowly towards the southwest. And what happened then?
Well, finally, it sank underwater. And it was gone.
Finally sank underwater. Excellent. Thank you very much for a very interesting report, Mr. McCaskill.
You're very welcome.